Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This week, we'll meet a woman who is helping other women discover their beauty even though they are battling a deadly disease.
I wanted to photograph them as whole women, not the parts that they see of themselves. And I didn't want scars and I didn't want anything like that, but I wanted them to see how beautiful they are.
And then we'll travel to New York City to meet a police lieutenant who uses music to help reach his community.
And, you know, I get a chance to tell them that it's just not me, you know, that's a decent person. It's, you know, I say 99.9% of the police force, you know, they're like me, regular folks.
That's all coming up on this week's American Cafe. According to the website breastcancer.org, about 1 in 8 women in the United States, or just over 12%, will develop some form of breast cancer in their lifetime. For many women, there are psychological and self-image scars to battle in addition to the physical disease. But photographer Linda McCarthy of Davidsonville, Maryland, is working to change that. Faiza El-Masri and Faith Lapidus tell us about McCarthy's project, Survivors.
Cheryl Listman, a single mother who works in financing, is one of the 20 women participating in the Survivors Project.
I was diagnosed in 2013, and I had a 40% chance of survival with stage 2B breast cancer.
Listman didn't give up and kept fighting the disease. She met photographer Linda McCarthy through friends.
I work with women. I help educate women who are going through the journey and just, you know, help them navigate through the medical side of it. And when she asked me, I thought, wow, maybe it's just another impact that I could have on women, you know. And then also I would be able to look back at those photos and see how far I've came.
McCarthy says the idea of a project featuring breast cancer survivors came to her when she was searching for a ballerina to photograph for her portfolio.
I was introduced to Maggie, who is known as the bald ballerina. She was diagnosed at the age of 23 with stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. So I met with her and I asked if I could photograph her, not as a ballerina, but as a beautiful girl who happens to have breast cancer. You look gorgeous. Okay, turn around. Just pick up a skirt and then just rock on one side. There you go. Beautiful. And then chin out.
McCarthy says she wanted to put faces on this disease.
I wanted to photograph them as whole women, not the parts that they see of themselves. And I didn't want scars and I didn't want anything like that, but I wanted them to see how beautiful they are. They changed their outlook in life and said, yeah, this is me and I'm a survivor. So you see the transformation going on while I photograph them.
Each participant goes through a consultation and a session with makeup artist Victoria Ronan.
In some cases, it's been a very long time since they've had makeup on. It's been a very long time since they've done something for themselves.
Ronan says, by the end of the session, many of these women are surprised and delighted.
I've had a lot of women look in the mirror and just start tearing up because they can't believe how beautiful I've made them look.
When fighting breast cancer, Listman says, it's helpful to feel beautiful.
It's very important. Because when you go through a horrific journey and treatment, you don't feel beautiful. And there's a lot of things done to your body physically. There's a lot of things done to you emotionally, mentally, things that you'll never forget that are not pretty. So when you get to that point in your journey, you feel like a woman again. You feel beautiful. You feel like, you know, you've accomplished the mission.
Photographing breast cancer survivors for free is just one aspect of the Survivors Project. With the help of some local businesses, McCarthy organized a fundraiser.
During that evening, I had all my photographs displayed and all of my breast cancer survivors there, as many as can attend. We raised over $5,000 that night for our local hospital and their breast cancer center, which is the Rebecca Fortney Breast Center.
McCarthy says the positive feedback has motivated her to continue the project, hoping that one day she'll write a book about her experience capturing survivors in photographs. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
To see some of Linda McCarthy's photographs, log on to our webpage, voanews.com. We'll also have links to her website on our Facebook page. In the comics, superhero crime fighters often have a secret identity, like Batman is Bruce Wayne or Spider-Man is Peter Parker. But in New York City, there's a real-life crime fighter who has turned his passion for music into a tool to reach his community. In this story narrated by Anna Rice, Yevgeny Maslov tells us about Lieutenant Aku Rhodes, also known as DJ Ace.
A DJ mixer and a New York City police uniform. NYPD Lieutenant Aku Rhodes, or DJ Ace, can be seen behind the turntable in his free time. His love for music began when he was 5.
My mom had a compact stereo, and on this stereo, the turntable was at the very top, and she had it on the shelf. So I would have to stand on my toes and manipulate the record and try to imitate the hip-hop records that I was listening to on the radio.
His love for music continued through his 5 years in the Navy and 2 decades as a police officer. It evolved beyond that after he took part in a Cops and Kids DJ battle, part of the NYPD's community policing outreach.
It was an event where the cops couldn't really win the battle, but they would get a chance to showcase their skills. The video from that event went viral, and I got a lot of notoriety. So since then, I've been doing a lot of community events in uniform, DJing also.
So now Lieutenant Rhodes transforms into DJ Ace at least twice a month, performing at malls, sporting events, and on street corners.
I think he's great. I just came here to buy socks. And I got a show, man.
It's great. It's all about community.
He said it's kind of a fun stunt, but, you know, it's cool. I like it.
NYPD's community outreach program is among the department's highest priorities. It helps police connect with younger people in a unique way.
Some people don't think I'm a real police officer, and people are very comfortable approaching me after seeing me DJ in uniform. They're very comfortable talking to me, asking me different questions, and, you know, I get a chance to tell them that it's just not me, you know, that's a decent person. It's, you know, I see 99.9% of the police force, you know, they're like me, regular folks.
Lieutenant Rhodes says his DJ work has helped him deal with stressful parts of his job, like when he faced an armed suspect.
The individual actually recognized me from the neighborhood. He became very calm. I asked him to put the knife down. He immediately put the knife down, and we built up a rapport. We got the individual some help, took him to the hospital. He actually moved out of the shelter that he was staying in. He actually got married, and he lives in Queens right now.
Rhodes has an Instagram account where he publishes his tracks. Among his online friends are fellow police officers and others who share his passion for music, music celebrities in New York and around the world. For Yevgeny Maslov in New York, Anna Rice, VOA News.
To see DJ Ace in action, log on to our website, voanews.com. Thanks for being with us this week. We welcome your questions or comments on our show. You can post them on our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. To hear previous editions of our show, visit voanews.com. Until next time, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.